Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy Kev coming at you from the future, predicting a W for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, baby, because that is where me and the Tooth are going to be going to the Cavs game, which is why all of our Patreon subscribers, there will not be an episode up tonight. It's going to be up tomorrow. And since there wasn't one last week because of Easter, this will be an extra long episode. So thank you, everyone, for being patient with us. And also, this is a comedy and crime podcast, which means that even though we cover serious cases and true events, we do like to throw on some inappropriate jokes and dark humor and satire. And sometimes we slap each other's naked butts and we put Pringles in our butts. We put a Pringle can in one of our butts and then our wiener in the other end of the Pringle can. Anyways, thank you everyone for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the Brothers Common Place tonight.
Toof, that's a cool shirt. I've never seen that shirt before.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Common Place, a comedy and crime podcast to recover monsters, murders, Toof's Dragon Ball Z shirt, and...
Oh, more.
Oh, fuck yeah,
you fucker. I got fucking bamboozled.
And before we get into today's episode, I want y'all to meet my favorite WrestleMania boys.
Fuck yeah. I'm just gonna let you guys, like, figure the joke out for this, because I got nothing, but it's me starring like in like a remake of a Robin Williams movie, but it's called Fluber.
That's
literally
fuck, yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's all dude. I got. And that's all
and
I got.
And you're always wearing like faded, really old faded Hatchet Man shirts.
That you got in our closets, Kevin.
I'm just gonna say that you got from me.
Fuck yeah, they just put a hidden camera, you know, and I was just walking out and just doing normal shit.
One time, dude, I went to the mall. This was with my brother and his fiance at the time, and all three of us wore the same Psychopathic Record shirt.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird, though. Like, luckily, that was a while ago, because I think that's illegal now.
Yeah, dude, that's a gang.
Yeah.
That's where the FBI got the idea. They're like, wow, we can't let these three fucking losers all... What if they fucking get weapons?
I think Biden actually signed an order against that just recently.
Dude, me and Andrew were making jokes about... Like, it was lunchtime. We're like, oh, God, Biden is doing a live press conference thing about guns. Hopefully this fucking plankton idiot doesn't find out about it.
What up? It's Spence. Back in federal prison.
Oh, we got you. Son of a bitch.
Turns out they caught me. The charges are intent to pirate cable for watching WrestleMania.
Fuck yeah, dude. I think it's free on Peacock.
We're going to contest it, but yeah. Right now it's not looking good, fellas.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, while you said that, Toof's cat walked in front of the camera and it was just his butthole.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Come here, little butthole guy.
I know, I've been trying to hide my boner.
Oh, Chub.
Hey, everybody. It's Toof. Or as they used to call me when I made counterfeit red and black balls that's played internationally with inspirational wisdom quotes on it, Socrates.
What the fuck?
What?
Hell
yeah.
Damn,
we're going to need a full breakdown on that.
I love that shit, too.
Toof,
break
can
it
you just
down.
Do that?
No.
All righty. And it is your boy Kev, aka the Diamond Handed Dirty Dog. Oh, or back when I used to be an NBA coach and I had like a new defense I was working on where I gave all my players pistols, Stan Van Gundy.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Got him.
Holy shit.
Look how that's not even like a burn.
Dude, that reminds me of this wrestling clip I saw where like the guy had him in like a fucking chokehold from behind. He reached in his pocket and pulled out a gun and put it to his head.
Wait, what is that from?
I think it's like maybe New Japan or some shitty Japanese indie shit.
He pulls out a gun?
Yeah, I kind of looks real. Type in wrestler pulls out gun, and then maybe type in Chinese or Japanese.
Dude, I thought you meant Stan Van Gundy did that.
hey, he fucking pointed the gun and shot Grant Hill in the knees.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And called him an Uncle Tom.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, that's such bullshit, dude, where it's like, oh, cool, we got this this new documentary coming out. It's, let's see what the players of Michigan have to say about Grant Hill.
Dude, the one was funny. Yeah, he a bitch.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's pretty good. It was the Fab Five documentary. Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? I forget.
Mm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was good, dude. Not as good as Paul Pierce's son's birthday party, but it's up there.
Wait, isn't Paul Pierce like what happened? Because I didn't see everything about it.
He did an Instagram live video where there's
he say like a bunch of bad shit?
Well, there's like a bunch of strippers and shit behind him.
Oh, hashtag wild man.
It was his son's birthday, so like he wasn't at his son's birthday or something. He's just hanging out with strippers. I don't fully know. That was. That's all I know.
I don't fully know, but I fully endorse.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
Hashtag wild man.
I hate him, but hashtag wild man.
Paul Pierce as shit.
Yeah, dude, I fucking hate him.
He does kind of inspire you, though, because, like, like, if you're a basketball player and you just have no athletic ability, he looks like he should be, like, he shouldn't be able to score at the hoop at all. And somehow he does, dude. Like, it's kind of, it's like super impressive how he's able to, like.
He was a good player. I just hate him now. He's just a douche. Dude,
one of my favorite Paul Pierce things is like about a year or two ago, he was saying, like, oh, man, I'm better than Dwayne Wade. And so Jalen Rose just listed off their accomplishments next to each other, and it's so fucking funny. Yeah. He was a 9-time All Star to your 2, he was a 3-time champion to your 1. He was all NBA. You never made it.
Yeah, dude, I remember seeing
to
that.
His face. It's so fucking funny.
Dwayne Wade is fucking nasty, dude. It's so he's got to be the leading. Is he leading blocks for shooting guards? He's got to be up there.
You would think.
Yeah, I think he's the all-time leader in blocks for a shooting guard. When you said nasty, I thought you meant that fucking herpes on his lip in like 07.
That I'm cool with that, dude. Since I got it. From Delonte West when I met him. You know what they say, don't kiss your heroes. Which is weird because he wasn't my hero until after the fucking Chipotle rap video.
What about Delonte West starring in like a remake of the NBA's version of The Thing? Where he just spreads his herpes to other players.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be the shit.
Dude, right
dude.
Now, I might as well just do it and get some money out of it.
Yeah, dude.
Except right now, the thing is what the fuck is on the back of Colin Sexton's head.
Fuck yeah, dude. Dude, Garland went off the other night. That was awesome. Dude.
37, was it?
Yeah, 37-7, I think.
Hell yeah, dude. Well, there was something we were talking about I was going to mention.
Was it that guy at your work?
Which one?
Oh, do you have a jingle for us, Spencer?
Plankton?
Yeah, because you started talking about.
Oh, I have some jingles. Don't
worry. Let's hear some jingles, dude. We got some.
Oh, yeah, we definitely do. But in honor of Australian Daniel.
Oh.
He requested another George W. Bush jingle.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
So good. Dude, he's so fucking good, dude. I love George W. Bush, dude.
And of course, we love Australian Daniel especially, but we love all of our good listeners down in Australia.
Let's put another shrimp on my mommy.
Love it.
Fuck yes.
Dude.
And our next jingle is for Demonic Majin.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and remind everyone, the way you get a jingle is you sign up at brotherscommon.place, and you do @Spence, and then you say what you want, and then you get a jingle. It's that easy.
And just so they know, it's sign up at brotherscommon.place off of the, is it Mastodon app? Is there other ways to get to this?
Yes. On Android, I like the Tusky app.
Yeah, Tusky, that's what it is.
Dude, imagine if like present day George W. Bush just now watched Independence Day And he got inspired when the president goes up in the plane to fight aliens, that George W. Bush does that. He gets in a plane and tries to fly it, loses control, and flies into the New World Trade Center.
Oh, dude. Fuck it. What do you mean loses control?
When he hops in the cockpit, he says this.
Now watch this drive.
He also says this. He also said the same thing when he gave that fucking flash drive to Jared Fogle.
Our video froze up for a second. You laughed so hard.
Fuck yeah.
When he was planning the attack, he said,
and one of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps.
Now we know why.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, dude. That's some good shit. So, Toof, you want to pull up that the story on...
Oh, yeah.
We got Demonic Majin's jingle now. Demonic Majin requested a Delta Farce clip.
Fuck yeah.
I am your king! Bow down before me!
Fuck yeah, dude,
that's some good shit. Speaking of Demonic Majin, we have the finale to Cult of the Commonplace tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes, that's right. Dude.
So shout out to Demonic Majin and Destiny for this.
I'm always so excited for those.
Yeah, I can't wait. This is part three, the finale. So we'll do that after we do Spence's Fiverr story.
Is it Lab Rosania's one?
Yeah.
Two.
Lab Rosania. Okay. I like that.
O2.
Oh, we're
O2?
Yeah, O2.
Yeah. Is Destiny the, is she Valen something on Mastodon there? Because she and Demonic Majin are always talking.
Hey, what's that relationship status while you're at it?
Yeah. But V4L3N, which I just say Valen, your jingle will be on the way, and we'll play it next week.
Fuck yeah. Can't wait.
Okay, I got it up. I'm good.
Sweet. Yeah. You didn't tell me that last night, too.
Oh, shit. I just realized I'm also cop. Cool.
Yes.
Oh,
nice. So Timmy is Tim and Officer Egg Salad.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous of that.
Toof, you're just Toof because you are the main character of this story.
What the fuck, dude? Damn, Toof. What, does every story have to be about you? I'm always the main character in all of them.
Toof dies first in like every one of them.
I'm always the main character.
And I am once again Mother Spence.
Oh god, I love it so much.
I mean, I have separate stories that you guys don't know about where I'm the main character, but that's just like Avatar 9/11 fan fiction.
What the fuck does that mean, dude? Like airbending the towers down? What are you talking about?
Yeah, that has to be a theory somewhere.
Avatar 9/11 Rule 34.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Dude, is there 9/11 Rule 34, though? There probably is.
For sure.
God damn it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Now we're
it's not like I'm going to look it up or anything like that. 9/11 Rule 34.
Okay, dude. How are you typing it in? 9/11 Rule 34? Because that could get nasty.
Yeah, that could just be a bunch of 9/11
dude,
calls.
It's so fucking good. There's two cocks, and they're getting rammed into by... They're just burning.
There's one where they took the smoke from the towers. It looks like a guy doing a girl doggy.
Jesus Christ. I like this one where the nice.
Why did we look
the airplane,
this up?
The building is actually sucking it's off like the airplane.
And it says 69/11. And it says 69/11. Never forget.
So fucking good, dude.
Okay.
That's very good.
Fuck
we'll
yeah.
That's
that
exactly
later.
What I needed to see. The story is called Horror Story Out of Reach.
Fuck yes.
Dude, what if it was like Horror Story Total Recall?
Yeah. That'd be good.
Horror Story Amy Schumer.
Oh, fuck yeah. I wouldn't be that surprised if they listen to the podcast.
Dude, I don't want to say this out loud because I know people in the house can hear me. I saw a video, dude.
No, you didn't.
Where this girl, this big fat lady.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Is like standing over a plate.
Yeah.
And like an entire pack of hot dogs falls out of her pussy.
Dude, I
almost spit.
I like how you got that just from him mentioning Amy Schumer.
Dude, there was like. Okay, it was like Google. 8 hot dogs.
Fat girl hot dog pussy.
Tooth already on it.
And like, they were like.
There's going to be more than one.
I think they were like bun size. Like, they were really long hot dogs. Yeah, dude. I don't remember where I saw it. I mean, it had to have been on one of the.
What?
Did you find it?
Oh, no. Google must have heard me say dog, like dog separately. So there's
so you found bestiality.
Yeah, there's a girl getting fucked, fat girl getting fucked by a dog.
Good, good. Is it a Doberman
dog?
Yeah, I don't know. Did you find it?
Oh, is it this?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh man,
count them. Do it and count it.
At first, did you think she was shitting?
Yeah. I had to go back, and I thought, there's no way. Were they behind her?
Yeah.
But no. Like,
I would instantly thought she was shitting.
Dude, count the
hot
dogs.
Oh, my God. They come out so quick.
Yeah, how many were there?
Oh, dude, you could see all her pussy juice all around them, too.
Oh, dude, stop.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
What the fuck?
Maybe 12?
Yeah.
And not even more than an 8-pack. Dude, this is fucking awesome.
Yeah, dude. Rob, bring us some field.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude, play it for the video. Dude, let's see it.
Dude, fuck, man, I don't want to.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. My God. Oh, my God.
Come on now.
It's so
dude,
gross.
How clean they came out.
Yeah, dude.
Dude.
So.
Hey, welcome to Dan's Dogs.
Hey.
Well, that was the real horror story.
Dude, what if the rest is somebody coming in there and eating them?
Nathan. That what? Nathan guy. The hot dog champion, Nathan.
Oh, my God.
Dude, fucking... fuck, we talk about him all the time. Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Joey Chestnut.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, let's do this story.
How much money for you to eat it, man?
Yeah.
If it was Cassidy, I'd do it just for the
No, fame. That girl.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say if it was cash.
Look at this cash, $7.
$8.
All right, you know what? Oh, Jesus Christ.
10 whole Bitcoins.
Dude, I love the tweets that people bring up from like so long ago where the people are like, I had to give in. Like, I got to make a little bit of profit. I'm selling my Bitcoin when they were like $14.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. That's so fucking funny.
Yeah,
so they're thinking they're making money.
They did make money. They just didn't make
not very much money.
Yeah, dude, this shit's so good.
Yep.
All right, let's do this story, guys.
Where Diamond Hands started, man.
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right. Horror story. Out of reach. That's like the tagline on the poster.
Fuck yeah. All right, I'm red and blue.
This is a sequel. There was a boy named Toof. He was so adventurous. Loves to be horror. To see horror.
Jesus, all right.
We're gonna buy another story from this person. Like, just from that. In actual, he loves to scare others, while he himself was a coward in real.
Dude, man. So what, they know too?
So nonfiction.
Dude, did they fucking read this off my headstone?
This is like the Ultimate Warrior DVD, where they just talk shit about him.
So good.
A dark, hunted night. A creaks of something can be heard. Invisible wolves were barking, moving in a shadows here and there. A horrible wind blowing. A drop of blood. Whispering footsteps. Someone was coming near slowly. Slowly said something in the ear and disappear.
What?
Suddenly, Toof woke up with a dream, said,
oh my gosh, what was that?
It was 8 o'clock.
That's what it was?
That's when I get the most scared.
Toof have a breakfast in which he tell her mother, named Spence, about the fearing dream.
Wait, her mother? Toof's
yeah, wait,
girl.
What's going on here?
They're already ahead of us. They already know there's no such thing as gender.
Dude.
Use him and her.
That means there's a possibility me and Tim might get laid by you two.
Dude, fuck.
Fuck yeah.
And it won't be gay.
I think Spence is my mom, so hopefully not. But and actually, I think he's also your mom.
Oh, actually, yeah, we're brothers. I forgot.
Yeah, so but we can fuck Toof.
Oh, we can fuck. Oh, Toof.
Yeah. Wait, is this a continuation off that story?
Sort of and sort of not.
Oh, okay.
It's like a reboot. It's like a soft reboot.
Oh, like Evil Dead 2.
Yeah, exactly. Toof have a breakfast in which he tell her mother named Spence about the fearing dream. Mother Spence said, "I think you should stop scaring others. That's why you are having dreams like this."
She said, "What? What am I doing?"
I don't know.
She said further, "I think maybe this is all because of Tim."
Oh, yeah, that was me. My bad.
Oh, okay.
It says yeah. Toof said. Oh, there's.
Yeah, that's okay, what confused mind. Me.
Yeah, but, it is. Yeah. It is confusing.
Oh, mother, it was just a dream. Don't take it so hard, and I will not scare others from now. I am bored from this bad habit of mine. Well, I am getting late for university.
Dude, that was the longest sentence fucking ever.
As well, Mother, Tim is no more with us. He was burned in the house about 2 years back. Try to understand this and believe this.
Fuck yeah. Even though I was outside with her.
Was it? Didn't I burn in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a ghost, fuck, I think. Man.
Oh.
After saying this, he left from house.
I guess I don't need that TV show anymore.
Fuck yeah, you're just with Hugh Laurie.
Yeah. Mother Spence said, "I know my son, but evil things never forget the address of someone's house." She mumbled to herself.
That's my favorite. I think that's my favorite biblical scripture.
Oh, yeah.
I know my son, but evil things never forget the address of someone's house.
It almost sounds like a samurai cop line.
It does, dude.
They even remember the zip code with the extra digits.
Oh.
Toof have two close friends.
Yeah, he does.
Kevin, who was so rude because he was the son of Officer Egg Salad.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That means I'm Kevin Egg Salad.
Fuck yeah. Yes, dude, you might actually get laid now.
Dude, fuck yeah.
Who was famous for his achievements. Another one was Timmy, who was nice by nature.
Okay.
Toof reached the university. As usual, he was late. But fortunately, first class was canceled. He was amazed. Kevin said,
"Hey, man, I think that's all because of your dream."
Oh, Kevin, stop talking about that dream. You know that I'm scared from these silly and horrifying things.
Toof replied to both,
"Why you guys are discussing my dream, even though I am not very much worried about that?"
Toof reads it like he's in a Hooked on Phonics commercial.
Well, I can't, like, because last time I kept trying to read it normal, and, like, my brain kept filling in the stupid fucking gaps.
No, dude, it's not your fault. It's hard because there should be, like, commas and shit, and there never is, so it's so confusing.
There should be other words.
Toof reads it like the Windows 95 word pad when you hit the audio button.
My guys are discussing my dream, even though I'm not very much worried about that.
Macaulay Culkin plays him to fucking get in that hotel in the second movie.
Toof stopped Kevin and Timmy about the dream, but in personal, he was getting the thought of that dream after every few minutes. However, Toof invited both at his home to enjoy the latest movie, which was on the history of Paul Bunyan, the American legend.
Fuck yeah.
Finally, we got Paul Bunyan in the story.
At least he's in there.
We
Dude,
requested
there
Paul Bunyan
fucking...
on the last three or four stories.
Is there even a Paul Bunyan movie?
Yes,
yeah,
actually,
I think there's
got to be.
There's a horror movie where
there's definitely a
Katie's
movie.
Cousin was in it.
What? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, because she does like voice acting, and she was in that movie.
What was that Western movie with... Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, shit.
Tall Tale.
Yes.
Tall Tale. That had Paul Bunyan.
Fuck, I remember that one.
Yes, dude.
That was early 90s shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, I typed in Paul Bunyan Rule 34.
Oh, yeah. That's
oh, my God,
one, yeah.
dude. Hell
Babe
yeah.
the Blue Ox, man. I'm sure
the
Babe
ox's
the Blue Ox.
Cock is bigger.
Oh, no doubt.
no well, doubt. I would hope so.
That's how it works. Biology. At night, three all friends.
Like, was it saying at night three or three all friends? I don't understand that.
At night three, all friends.
Yeah, I don't get it, because what would night three be? What was night one? Was night one the dream? And
I think they're the three friends.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
But it could
it's
be three
weird.
At night.
Yeah, it's just weird.
At night three, all friends gathered and started watching movie. It was just about to the middle that electricity goes off. Toof again get the thought of that dream that someone was coming to him.
Ooh.
Oh.
He screamed with fear. Electricity came back in few seconds. Kevin and Tim was just asking that what happened to you.
What?
Mother Spence arrived and excused with Toof's friends that they may get back to their home now. For now. What? Toof was shivering with fear. He was fainting slowly and felt asleep.
From the lights going out?
Mother Spence asked nothing to him because he knew that he is afraid already of that dream and past two. Ooh, I got to be a he for a second.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We're college students in this story.
Yeah, dude.
The lights flickered on and Toof got Toof so scared he fucking out. Passed out like one of those goats.
And the mom's just like, yeah, the mom's like, oh, same shit every day.
Same shit as always.
That's what it was. Yeah, same shit as always.
Next day, morning sun was shining bright in the sky. Everything was okay. Suddenly, alarm rung. It was 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Toof got late just getting out of bed.
Oh, damn,
Toof.
He ran for his university as it was proved that he would be late this time. But luckily, first period was canceled again, this time too.
What's happening in this first period? Are there, like, fucking bomb threats?
So Toof went canteen with Kevin and Timmy and started talking with each other. Timmy asked
wait
Toof.
A minute.
Well,
wait
yeah.
a minute. What the fuck does canteen mean?
That's what they like call camping? Cafeterias at like the military. I don't know why Google Translator called it that for this person.
Okay.
Hey Toof, what was happened to you last night?
Nothing. I just got scared from the dark.
All right, dude, at least you're honest. Have been watching.
Kevin laughed and said in a loud voice,
oh, really? So why don't you tell everybody that you are a coward and afraid of dark? Why don't you tell truth that you afraid of that dream which you saw yesterday? Question mark.
Toof said,
slow down.
And asked,
what you want me to do?
Oh, is it getting sexy?
Yeah.
Timmy said in a low tone,
look, we all know what happened with your family 2 years ago. Why don't you understand?
Toof said,
what?
understand. What, Timmy?
Kevin said straightforwardly,
understand that you and your mother need a psychiatrist because you both are weird and strange.
Dude, when did Kev turn into such a dick?
That is like the best, like, that is like the most well-written sentence in this entire
yeah,
fucking
dude,
story.
It really is.
It's beautiful. After saying this, Timmy also left from there with Kevin. Toof was just sitting and realized that what happened just a few minutes before. University time was passing and Kevin and Timmy ignoring Toof.
What?
Toof behaved normal as nothing matter. Nothing else matters. There was an extra class in university Toof have to stay till 6 to 7 p.m. Well, probably because they keep canceling the fucking first
class. Yeah, fucking taking it later.
After having the class, Toof was just thinking something when he stepped out from the class. He looked that the university is empty. It almost going to be dark everywhere. No
yeah,
one
the,
was there.
The basketball team just got out.
Just joking.
That's a joke. Come on.
No one was there. He was all alone. A complete silence can be heard.
Oh, so what is this, Amy Schumer's crowd when she tells a joke?
Oh, when she's fucking crawling towards Kanye on the red carpet. She also crawls towards the nearest Long John Silver's also.
As she's crawling, hot dogs are just coming out of her pussy.
She's like, crawling in my skin.
These hot dogs in my pussy.
After having the class, Toof was just thinking something. When he stepped out from the class, he looked that the university is empty. It almost going to be dark everywhere. No one was there. He was all alone. A complete silence can be heard. Toof run to the outdoor, but it was locked. A strange noise was coming from a class, which was locked in normal days, but someone was there. Toof took a deep breath. His legs were shivering with fear. He went near to that class. What he saw that the class was filled with students. They were sitting normally and writing something. There was no lecturer in the class. It was like Toof can easily see them, but they couldn't see Toof. Suddenly, they look at Toof's face. Toof lost his balance. He's scared. He ran from there. He again tried to open the door. This time it was open already. He reached to the street. It was already dark. It was hard to see. He hit it by a car. And felt on the street.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Fuck
dude,
yes,
I like how you just straight up saw all that shit and you're like able to get up and run now, but fucking just losing electricity made you pass out.
Holy fuck.
He reached home. Somehow he was bleeding. Mother Spence asked him that what happened, but he was quiet, just staring her, and went in his room. After a few minutes, door knocked. It was Officer Egg Salad. Mother Spence, yes, officer?
We have a bad news for you.
A bad news?
I'm sorry, your son Toof is no more with us. He is dead, Miss Spence, by a road accident.
Dead? Are you in your senses, officer? My son is on upstairs and sleeping in his room. He meets with a road accident?
How can you say that? I mean, it cannot be possible because his dead body is with us right now.
Officer Egg Salad showed Mother Spence the body of Toof, which was injured badly by a car, even though it's hard to understand him.
He brought the dead body with him?
And how could he understand it? If he's dead, like, you shouldn't be able to understand him.
Mother Spence ran towards Toof's room. He opened the door, but there was no one.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
Kindly, ma'am, we understand your condition, but we want you to visit us tomorrow in the police station for investigation of this case further. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
He left. Mother Spence started crying. He was so sad. I get to be he all episode.
That makes it sound like you started crying because the police officer was so sad, who clearly just told you your son died and then went, goodbye.
Goodbye.
At least I brought the body with me, though.
I know, dude. Oh, that's so good.
Let me just move this evidence.
I got him propped up in the fucking room there. Macaulay Culkin's playing some prank on a couple of fucking burglars, and he needed him.
Yeah, I just had Jake Gyllenhaal from Nightcrawler move him.
Oh, yeah, dude, yeah. That's fucking good. He does that point, too.
Fuck yeah, dude, that's such a good movie.
Yeah, dude, that's good.
Next day, he went to the station, where officer told him that what happened actually yesterday, that after having his extra class, Toof went out. He behaved anonymous.
God,
also 4chan. Also walking like any other creature. That's why his bones are fully cracked. His friends told that he was standing near to the locked room and just gazing in. Then he ran out on the street where he meets with an accident. Mother Spence has no words to say because she had lost her another son too now.
Hold on one second. I need to figure out what just fucking happened in that
paragraph.
There's
no way, too. There's no way.
What do you mean? You don't get it?
You want me to read it again?
Who's reporting? Oh, my God. Dude, I can't even read this. It, like, hurts my fucking head.
Next day, he went to the station.
Mother Spence?
Yeah.
Okay, so. All right.
Where officer told him that what happened actually yesterday, that after having his extra class, Toof went out. He behaved anonymous. Also walking like any other creature. That's why his bones are fully cracked.
That explains
what
it.
What does that mean?
Not getting hit by the car. It was because he was walking like other creatures, guys.
His friends told that he was standing near to the locked room and just gazing it. Then he ran out on the street where he meets with an accident. Mother Spence had no words to say because she had lost her another son, too, now.
Fuck yes.
Officer Egg Salad also told that Toof was having a psychiatric issues. Maybe this all happens because of that. That's funny, because Officer Egg Salad said the same thing in the last story.
Oh, fuck yeah.
About Kevin. Mother Spence said, "You are saying that my son was a mental..." or. "You are saying that my son was a patient of mental issues. Huh."
"What is found from one side of the case, but we will search more about that, what actually happened the last day."
And after finish, after having finished with police station and graveyard,
they were just watching the fucking Boneyard match.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That was good.
And after having finished with police station and graveyard, Mother Spence get back to her house.
You're a girl again.
She has no strength to stand. She went to the Toof's room and start thinking that what actually happened with her. She is all alone now. She saw a paper on the table near to her. She enclosed it and read,
"You was right, that evil things never forget the address of someone's house."
Fuck yeah. Oh. That's actually sweet. I actually like that.
That is good.
Because she was alone when she said it.
Room's door closed. Now remember, Kevin, you're purple.
Oh yeah, baby.
In the police station, a cop sadly...
"Officer Egg Salad, I have a bad news about your case."
"What happened?"
"Toof's mother is no more. She is dead."
"How? Where? And who told you about this first of all?"
"We found her body in her house, hanging from the ceiling of the roof."
"Oh my God. How you came to know about this?"
"We got a call from a person. He told us about her and told nothing about him. Instead, said that his name is Tim."
Fuck yeah! So fucking good.
"That house is sealed from that day. The case is closed. No one even go there by mistake. But still we hear there are two persons living in the house named Toof and Mother Spence." "Look behind you. What's that?"
Oh my God, that's how it ends.
Putting that at the end.
Shit, man.
"Look behind you. What's that?"
Oh, fuck, yeah, dude.
I'm not going to lie. I did love that she got the note that said the fucking evil remembering the address. So that was pretty sweet.
That was a good touch.
Yeah, it was.
Let's be real, guys. This fucking sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Let's be real. It fucking sucks a lot.
Yeah, it was bad besides that one little detail. Though. Yeah, oh yeah, it's always so fun to do.
Yeah, dude, they're great.
Dude, I had to close it. I can't read that fucking line about the creaking bones again, dude. I just can't get past it.
Is that your dick or your foot?
Yeah, Toof, what are you doing? Is your dick in a sock and you're just bouncing around?
You watching American Pie over there?
Hey, would you shut up?
What? Yeah, smack
that was a tit.
Ass.
Hey, that was a tit.
No,
what's that?
Some nature channel.
That's just bad reception, honey. Oh, hey, Jim, I was just admiring this picture.
Dude, that picture is so fucking funny.
I'm going to go grab something to drink real quick, and I'll be back.
Don't.
Okay.
Don't, Kev. There's something behind you.
So fucking good.
What's up, Kev?
All right, you guys want to go on to Cult of the Commonplace Part 3?
Fuck yeah, I can't wait to...
The finale.
Who's
the
all
trilogy.
Dead? Am I dead? I think I might be dead.
I think... no, you became Art. You became Art Magnum.
Oh,
I think
I
everyone
yeah.
but you is dead.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay,
I turned on everyone.
Yeah, did I kill you? Yeah, I killed you. Right,
Tooth died. I turned on everyone.
Tooth died in the first one.
Yeah, Art Magnum joined up with Willie Stinkbait.
Fuck yeah!
Or Tim was Art Magnum all along, mm-hmm. something like that.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
Anything before we go on? To Cult of the Commonplace Part 3.
I think so. I'm excited.
Can't wait to hear it.
Got a fucking giant boner.
Been waiting all year.
This is our Kong versus Godzilla.
Oh, fuck
That's
yeah.
right.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It was a fun movie, by the way.
Very good time.
Yeah, had a lot of fun.
Ready for some Mortal Kombat. I know that
oh,
much.
Oh, dude, yeah, I can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Don't forget, watching it over here.
Yep.
What day is that again?
They changed it to the 23rd.
Got moved to the 23rd, I think.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, 23rd.
They definitely changed the guys over his Kong, too.
Oh, fuck yeah. So on a Friday, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, that works out perfect.
Fuck, I can't make it now.
Toof.
I'm on second shift that
How
day.
How fucking dare you, Toof? What's more important?
Yeah, dude.
Like
Wayne
right now,
or work?
I need to know right God now, Toof, what's more important.
They both start with W.
Yeah.
Fucking Wayne, dude. What day was it going to be?
23rd. If you're too scared, dude, because you saw Melina's teeth in the trailer, and if you're too afraid, just let us know.
I mean,
fuck, I couldn't have made that one either anyway.
All right, we ready?
Yeah.
So.
3 years after everything with the weird Mel Hall cult Kevin turning out to be an evil fuckboy, Tim, a.k.a. Art Magnum.
Oh, yeah.
Has begun working a case investigating the asylum where everything started. Everything seems to be exactly as they left it. As if Officer Willie Stinkbait didn't bother to call anyone to clean this shit up.
That's exactly what would happen.
God damn it, Willie. I don't remember Willie Stinkbait's voice. Dear Annie. All right.
Yeah.
God damn it, Willie. He mumbles to himself as he kneels down and inspects the dog food bowl Andrew was eating cereal out of.
Nice. Fuck yeah, dude. Yes, dude.
As he picks up the bowl, a small piece of paper falls out from the bottom.
Oh, my God.
Art picks up the paper and reads, Cell A13. Do you want to say that, Tim, and I'll edit out me saying it?
I don't even remember his voice anymore.
What the fuck was it?
It was like me trying to do a New York
dinner
accent.
Dinner served, you son of a bitch.
I can't do it. I'm just going to let you do it. Dude, I suck at accents.
Cell A13.
Yeah, that works.
As the detective makes his way to the cell, he finds it completely empty, except for a small table with a laptop on it.
Ooh.
He turns it on and notices that this wasn't Mel Hall's laptop. The name on the account was Kevin's.
Fuck yeah.
Kevin was behind this too? That little bitch, he whispers to himself.
Oh, fuck yes, dude.
Dude, such realistic dialogue.
He looks around to try and find clues as to what the password can be. After searching the entire asylum, he finds nothing and decides to just try random shit until something works. Let's try butt plug, he chuckled to himself.
Oh, yes.
Oh, shit. It worked.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The computer immediately opens to Google and has a list of the last searched things. This is my laptop, by the way. Chloroform, Crystal Pepsi, Final Fantasy VII porn.
Nice.
Dude, he is like, he gets so many real details about the shit we talk about, dude.
That's so good.
Art's eyes grow wide when he notices that the last search item was from an hour ago. He hears a thud from behind him and turns around and is shocked by what he sees. Andrew, what the fuck? How are you alive? I saw you die. I watched them bury you, Art says to Andrew. Don't worry about it, he says, with the sword still trapped to his back.
Oh,
fuck yes, dude.
Before they can say anything else, the cell door slams shut and they find Kevin standing in the door.
Fuck yeah.
Well, 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 Tim. Looks like you found me. Tim yells, "How? I snapped your neck. You should be dead." God damn it. Tim versus Kev.
Yeah,
dude, this is so good. So this really is good. From a video we made like years. 8 years ago.
Dude, no longer than that. I think it was like 2007.
Dude, no one fucking watched this. No one has seen this video. Is it even online? How the fuck did he see this?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe my YouTube? I don't think so, though.
Kevin yells back, "You don't know how to snap anyone's neck. You just tried to do what you saw in a Mortal Kombat game once." Tim whispers to himself, "Damn it, every time."
This has happened to me before. Fuck yeah.
Kevin and Tim fight once again, only this time something is different. Kevin seems to be an equal match for Tim this time.
Oh, damn it, Kev.
Dude, that's the next two words.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
Damn it, Kev. You've been working out?
Hell yes.
"You look really good today," Andrew says, standing on the sidelines, just before Willie Stinkbait bursts in to save the day once again.
Fuck yeah.
But
fuck
as he kicks the cell door open, he trips and drops his gun right in front of Andrew.
Oh, Willie.
Tim and Kevin notice and stop fighting. Both of them plead with Andrew to shoot the other. Andrew yells, "I can't tell which one is the real Tim."
Oh, fuck yes.
Kevin says, "Andrew, we're both different people." Willie Stinkbait yells at him to shoot Kevin. This jump scares Andrew and makes him drop the gun right in front of Tim and Kevin. This gun keeps getting dropped. They both bolt for the gun. Tim gets to it first and immediately shoots Andrew. "What the fuck? Why'd you do that?" Kevin yells. Tim looks to Kevin and says, "It's just me being Art Magnum,"
as he
shoots Kevin in the head.
Yes.
And then... And then unloads the rest of the clip into Andrew just to be safe.
Oh, good.
Yeah, dude.
just to be safe.
Art and Willie leave the asylum, but just before they part ways, Art asks, "Hey, Willie, how did Kevin get loose in the first place?" Willie responds, "Well, when you called me and told me you killed him, I thought it would just be faster to put him in my trunk instead of waiting all day for an ambulance to get there. And on the way to the station, I stopped to get some McDonald's while I was in the drive-thru. He jumped out of my trunk and took off.
He just never told me.
I've been looking for him ever since." Art then asks, "How have you not gotten fired, Willie?" Willie says, "Well, when they confronted me about it down at the station, I blamed it on the neighbor's retarded boy."
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like a Blinky.
The two share a laugh and head their separate ways.
Nice.
And this concludes the great trilogy that is The Cult of the Commonplace.
No.
Written by yours truly, Demonic Majin, a.k.a. Little Timmy, and the dipshit of an editor, Destiny.
Fuck, dude.
Fuck
so
yeah,
good.
Dude.
Yeah, thank you so
much,
man.
Wait, are those two married?
They will be.
They are now.
Oh, they are. Well, then scratch the thing I said about the relationship status from earlier.
No, I'm just joking. I have no idea, dude.
Yeah, Toof, Kev, and I are all actually registered ministers of the Anthill Kids.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dude, that was...
So we can perform marriages.
It's true. In fucking circumcisions and whatever fucking surgery that guy did.
Oh, man.
Dude, that was great, dude.
I'll circumcise your arm with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
dude, fucking unloading.
Fucking chainsaw, what?
Unloading that clip in Andrew was fucking great.
Yeah, that was great, just to be safe.
It reminded me of that part in the Watch when they're shooting the alien.
Yeah, so good.
Well, shit, anything you guys want to do or say before we shut her down?
No, that was, I love, both those stories were fucking funny as shit.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Good shit.
I guess
anyway, how is your sex life?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yes, dude.
I guess, you know, shout out. And hopefully, I don't think he's going to, but, you know, DMX, that sucks.
Oh, yeah, dude, pull through.
Hopefully, buddy, he can recover. I don't think he can, but in honor of him, Toof, how about you rap the first verse of Rough Riders Anthem?
Oh.
I'm just joking. There's like 20 N-words that it starts off with. Don't even attempt it, dude. Dude, remember what, dude, this was like 5 years ago. Where me and Toof were in Florida at, like, one of those, I don't even know what it was, just some, like, fun arcade-type place. And Toof got tickets, and his prize was Rough Riders belt buckle.
What?
We're like, why the fuck is that here?
Dude, oh, my God, I thought he had it on. I was going to be so fucking excited.
Look, there it is. Look, the Rough Riders belt buckle, dude. That was a prize at a place 5 years ago.
Fuck, yeah. And that song, that's, like, what, early 2000s, or is that even 90s?
When did that come out?
Like, if it's 2000s, it's early. Like maybe 2000, 2001 or something.
Yeah, I think it was 2000.
Yeah, it's got to be something like that. 1998.
So, yeah, that's what I was saying. I wasn't sure if it was 90s or not.
All right, Kev, you got your bleeps ready?
You're really going to...
Stop. Drop. Shut them down. Open up shop. Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll. Wanna try, wanna lie, then wonder why, wanna die. All I know is pain, all I feel is rain.
What's the didn't DMX do something funny at an airport once? I think he did. I don't remember what it was.
9/11.
Yeah, not rob me.
What did he do? Let me look it up. DMX airport. Rapper DMX, oh yeah, he was arrested at the JFK for impersonating an FBI agent.
What?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
How do you even do that?
That sounds like a fucking movie.
Oh, man.
God, that's so fucking cool.
That's good shit. That's hashtag wild man,
oh,
dude.
For sure. Hashtag wild man.
He decided he wanted to be a Fed, and he said,
I fed up with his world.
This was from July 1st, 2004. The rapper known as DMX and an accomplice were arrested at Kennedy Airport Friday afternoon for possessing crack cocaine and illegal weapons and allegedly impersonating FBI agents.
Dude, hashtag wild man.
Hashtag wild man, dude.
Dude, what if like they tried arresting him? He's like, you know what? You under arrest now. I'm FBI.
That's another charge.
This is also something from this article. Simmons, which is his real name. What is it? Earl?
Ron.
Yep.
Earl Simmons. Ron Simmons. Earl Simmons has had numerous run-ins with the law before and spent significant time in upstate penitentiaries during his teenage years. He most recently spent 2 weeks in jail in Erie County for driving without a license, where he was fined $1,000 for throwing a food tray at a guard.
Fuck yeah.
Come Fuck on, yeah. dude.
This guy's got to live. We need him.
Dude, fuck, what was it? When Exit Wounds came out, dude, that was when...
Or Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Steven Seagal in DMX. After that movie came out, Steven Seagal started talking started talking like a black guy.
Mm. Oh, dude, he got that New York accent in him.
Like, he would start talking like, yeah, dude. And then later on, when he started making music, he would start talking like he had a Jamaican accent. Fuck dude, yeah, he's such dude. A fucking clown.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Steven Seagal sucks. I fucking hate that. Why couldn't he have fucking overdosed on something? Overdosed on being a fucking loser.
I'll say he gave his share to fucking DMX.
Oh, man.
Dude, remember when Steven Seagal had that reality show and like he drove through a house with a tank and killed a dog?
Fuck.
He like ran
what?
Over a dog, dude.
Oh, Jesus. What? I remember, wasn't it just like him being a cop or some shit? Wasn't that all it was?
Yeah. Dude. You ever watch the videos where like he's like doing like karate shows pretty much, and he's like out on a mat, his fat ass is in like a karate outfit,
oh,
and like
God.
Five guys run at him, and he with one hand flips
oh,
all
yeah.
of them in a row.
Fuck yeah!
Like dude, and like there's dude. One where like they're literally like only wrapping pinkies around each other, and he's flipping
yeah.
the guy.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
so fucking stupid, dude.
Dude, fucking Steven Seagal looks like Mongo McMichael's like. fucking basement dwelling autistic cousin who fucking has an extensive knowledge of fucking like Hot Wheels.
Michael, dude. Fuck, I haven't thought about that idiot in a long time, dude. I hate that fucker. He would always come out. Was he an original Four Horsemen? I knew he'd come out and do that.
No, he wasn't original. Yeah, so he wasn't original. Okay. After one of them left, he joined.
Yeah, I remember him always coming out and doing that.
Dude, he was a part of the best one. It was like him and Benoit wearing it.
He'd always come out in like a fucking, like
I think
a
he had the Packers Super Bowl ring or the Bears Super Bowl
ring
on his finger.
That's what it was, not Giants. He'd always come out in like a Bears fucking jersey and shit. Dude, he sucks, dude. Fuck that guy.
The only thing cool about him was he just brought a woman for fucking Steve Austin to beat later.
Oh, no, dude.
Deborah, right?
He was married to her.
Yeah.
Oh, Deborah. Oh, always looked like a zebra.
Yeah, after fucking Stone Cold was done with her.
Hey, Deborah, what's black and white and does it bring Stone Cold two goddamn beers?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Deborah, what's black and white and about to be red all over?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, all right, God,
dude,
that's
you probably
fucked.
Got to delete this one.
Hey, Deborah, what's black and white? Hey, Deborah, what's black and white and makes old Stone Cold Steve Austin laugh like a little boy? Oh, that's autopsy report.
Toof. Come on, dude. Toof.
I don't even get it.
Shut up, Toof. Cross the line.
Oh, why is black and white?
You crossed the fucking line, dude.
I'm sorry.
All right.
But the other ones were good.
Spence, go ahead and shut it down. Fucking Toof took it too far again.
We don't have any of
My friend, it sounds like you could use some words of wisdom.
Fuck yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, let's do some words of wisdom, Toof.
We haven't done the closing stuff.
Does it come after the closing stuff?
Yeah, it usually does.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, do the closing.
I'm getting shit out of order.
Mm. All right. Dude, we all fuck up.
I think last week we didn't do the closing stuff.
I forgot to do it till the very end.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, brotherscommon.place, our very own social media.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on there. If you get on brotherscommon.place and you at Spence, you can get yourself a jingle earlier on in the show. There's also an email address, and that's brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. There's a website, thebrotherscommonplace.com. Then there's Threadless, where you can get all that swag, all those Bigfoot shirts. Fucking sweet. Then there's Patreon. There's a dollar level, $5 level, $10 level. It's whatever you want to pay. Any level gets you bonus episodes, bonus content. And we're thinking about some other prizes, but none of that's ready yet. And there's also, oh, yeah. Well, of course, besides all of that, whatever app you just listened to us on, get in there. Leave us a like, a review, a star of some. Can we at least get a star?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe two? You know, we need them stars. We need the ratings and reviews. If you leave us a real good one, take a screenshot of it, send it to us, you will get a shout out. That's just how it works. And spread the podcast far and wide.
That's right.
Hell yeah.
Like our seed.
No.
Hey, Toof, do you know who Bridget the Midget is?
Yeah.
I knew you would.
She was a escort on the show Cat House back in like 2002. And now I just think she's a porn star. She's probably the most famous porn female midget there is.
So I was looking stuff up and I came across Bridget the Midget, who was a porn star. That's the name she goes by. Mm. But she was jailed after accused of stabbing her boyfriend. Mm. But after going down many rabbit holes, it turns out she was also in a movie by the name of Big Money Rustlers.
Oh, fuck
That is ICP's movie they were in. She was in that.
Did she fuck Scott Hall?
Oh my god!
No, that was life,
dude. Oh, damn it, dude! I was just gonna say that. Dude. Fuck.
Bridget the Midget.
Dude, who was the
so
NFL?
She's like the Tyrion of porn?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah, dude. I like that shit.
I like how two NFL players last 2 days have been committed to murder.
Oh, have they? I haven't seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, there was one guy that just shot and killed. I didn't know the player. Like, he didn't seem like he was any, like, too popular, but he just shot and killed one guy. And then one of them today, like fucking shot and killed like five people. And then killed
Holy
himself.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Yeah, he like shot his like doctor yeah. and his wife and his kids.
Like, yeah, like a 4-year-old kid and shit. And then he killed himself.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh my.
I think he was a.
I didn't know. One of them was.
He was a 49ers
guy. Yeah, he
was
a safety. I'd never heard of either guy.
Yeah, me neither.
Dude, it was Brian Hoyer.
Oh dude, he did. Dude. I did just fuck see like a headline yes, about dude. Hoyer, though.
Yeah, I think he might go to the Jets, possibly.
Yeah,
like he's a backup.
He was he's the cousins of the dude, the guy we liked at the YMCA.
Oh, really? Fuck yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
really?
That was his cousin.
Because the Jets Hoyer. Or no? Will the Jets get the number one pick? Do you think? Or
no, they're the number two pick. They're picking probably that Zach Wilson
okay.
guy.
Gotcha. Who's getting number one?
The Jaguars okay. and they're
those Jags
them
baby.
And Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They'll take what is it? Trevor Lawrence, is that his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like all Fields, right, though. I mean, I could see Fields going, like, kind of high.
Oh, yeah, I hope the 49ers take him at 3.
Words of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right. So we're going to read this as is.
Fuck yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is one that I was going to add to, but never did. So it makes it better, probably. Andrew has a pet crocodile for sexual pleasure. When you talk about it to him, it makes him mad. And he hates when people bring it up. And he unleashes it on you because it can teleport. Instigator.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I fucking love Instigator.
That's good shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, Instigator.
I'll have to add to it eventually. I just have the punchline written, but I cannot wait. This one's could be a year from now. You'll never know. I'll never tell you when it's gonna happen.
Good.
But it's gonna piss everyone
fuck
off.
Fuck yeah.
Don't tell us.
Can't wait, dude.
What if he's like it's gonna piss everybody off? It's Instigator.
It's Instigator, dude. It's Frosted Shakes.
it's gonna piss everyone off. It's R. Kelly.
Oh. I'm fighting for my fucking life here, people.
Dude.
I love that, dude.
Do you have what? Like the audio of us just fucking listening to Trapped in the Closet like a billion times?
Yeah, I think so.
Dude, fuck that. I don't think I ever heard it.
I think it's a bonus episode. I posted it on Patreon.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think I ever heard it.
Yeah, dude, it's good.
Dude, it has to be so fucking
funny. Dude, I think
funny.
I was talking to the other Spencer, and he was like, I was listening to the R. Kelly clips, and he was like, dude, fucking back in the day, he got interviewed, and he's like, what actually is a teenager, you know?
Yeah, preach, brother.
Fuck yeah. Hey, R. Kelly.
Like, it's in the word.
Question the authority, fucking R. Kelly. Yeah, you know what? Go after them.
All righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
And laugh at the dark stuff.
# wild he or she.
Oh, I like
Mother Spence.
I like that, Toof.
Yes. #
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Mark, buddy. Yeah, that's it for me. I'm checking out.
# slap duds.
Okay, yeah, dude.